Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for.
He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
The city of New York is severing all contracts with the Trump Organization.
The left in America has incited far more political violence than the right.
If we impeached every politician who gave a fiery speech to a crowd of partisans, this Capitol would be deserted.
So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Boom. How about that? That was a congresswoman out of Georgia, brand new to the job, got sworn in on the 5th or whatever it was, 3rd or 4th, whenever she got sworn in. And today she's going to file articles of impeachment next Thursday, I believe is the date. How about that? Things are getting ugly in Washington, D.C.
They've been ugly for a really long time.
Oh, boy. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very well, thanks.
Good. I was just up drinking all night, so don't mind me.
Good for you.
Okay. It'll be good.
I'm going to start drinking after the show. I just pulled, like, Frank and I just pulled, like, 40 clips. Yesterday was a marathon.
Was a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unprecedented. I don't agree with what they did yesterday. That's the only word I can come up with to describe it, is just an unprecedented show of partisanship in Washington, D.C.
Was it anything that did anything yesterday happen that surprised you?
No. I mean, the fact that there were 10 turncoat Republicans who played along with this garbage, that surprised me. Liz Cheney probably being the most high profile. Nobody's surprised when Adam Kinzinger does something stupid. I was surprised with Liz Cheney, I'll have to say. And, you know, I told you before, Wyoming and Montana are a couple of my favorite places. I might have to move out there just so I can vote against her. What do you think?
Are you going to do the show from there?
I'll pull an Andrew Yang and I'll just move to Wyoming so I can vote against her.
Okay.
You know she's the only House member from Wyoming?
No.
They only have one congressional seat. So maybe the same way in Montana. They only have like a million people in the whole state.
Yeah, I say the population is pretty low. So
almost have more in San Luis County.
I bet it's nice there. Oh. People, nature.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it really does.
Denise, you would love it. You can drive hours without seeing another human being. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Sounds like my kind of place. As long as
honestly,
I can have my favorite people with me.
That's right. Just take your favorite people and surround yourself, and there you are.
I texted a few of my friends the other day. I said, you guys ready? Get your plane ticket. We're moving to an island.
Here.
Man. Texas or Montana are looking better and better all the time after what's going on. You know, the president released another statement yesterday. I would assume a lot of people got to see this. It, of course, he couldn't release it on Twitter or Facebook because he's been banned off all those platforms. But if I think the White House website is the one that actually ended up pushing the audio out, in case you missed it. And again, the president pointed out something that I think anybody who's ever been, who's ever agreed with something he's done or listened to him over the years, I don't know how you get around agreeing with what he said yesterday. Listen to cut number one, please.
I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week.
Yeah, I condemned it last week as well, and he never called for it. You know, the thing that struck me about that, yeah, as I was watching some of the debate yesterday on the floor, was the repeated lies that people could stand up and say on the floor of the House of Representatives. The fact that the article of impeachment was filed claiming that the president incited violence. And I'll say it again, that if there was a soundbite where the president, his whole speech was recorded, if there was a soundbite where the president encouraged anybody to walk down the street and kick the door in at the Capitol, we would have heard it a million and one times by today. The problem for the left is that didn't happen, but they do happen to have a majority in the House. And that's the sole reason what happened yesterday happened. I don't think even a single Democrat voted against it. Because they have some idea about how to stick together on things that the Republicans have never figured out and never figured out at all. So obviously, we're going to let you listen to some of that debate yesterday. Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan really stood out among the people pointing out the hypocrisy on the other side of the aisle. I'm going to get to that. We got Dr. Randy Tobler coming up a little later. And Chanel Rion is going to join us from One America News. Can't wait to get her on here this morning. She's been reporting from Washington and what's been going on there. So we'll get Chanel on here at around 7:35. And another winter warm-up ticket giveaway this time in the next hour. In the 6 o'clock hour, we'll be doing that. We'll get to a quick break. 314-241-9797.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just today, the former MLB pitcher Curt Schilling announced that he has had his personal insurance policies canceled by his insurer. Why? Because Curt Schilling wrote a social media post defending Donald Trump. And in 2021, that's not allowed. You could lose your insurance for that. You could also lose your bank account, your website, your access to email and social media, your ability to communicate with the outside world. And there's nothing you can do about it because you can also lose your lawyer. No legal representation for you. How long before they cut off your water and electricity? Before UPS won't deliver your packages? And not to wreck your day, but guess what? Amazon is now one of America's biggest grocery providers. Good thing you don't need to eat.
You know, Tucker has such a great way of presenting that argument, but as tongue-in-cheek as some of that was, that's disturbing. A company the size of AIG chose to cancel insurance, an insurance policy, for Curt Schilling because he spoke his mind in America. Now, they don't have the ability to trump his freedom of speech because they're not a government entity. But they made a corporate decision to penalize people whose political speech they disagree with. That's where we are in America right now. Listen to this story. At the University of Michigan, there is a regent. Now, regents are, assigned or appointed, I should say, to university boards. There's a University of Michigan regent who is being called to resign. Not because of something he said, but because of something he didn't say. This is a guy named Ron Weiser. Oh, by the way, did I mention he's also the incoming chair of the Michigan Republican Party? I'm sure that has nothing to do with why the radical left in Michigan is targeting him. They're circulating a petition to have him removed as a regent at the University of Michigan because he didn't, he refused to blame the president for the Capitol riot that happened inside of the Capitol building. Not because he called for a riot, not because he celebrated violence, not anything like that. But because he didn't come out and explicitly state that he condemned the president for causing that problem. Now, here's what Weiser says. He said, I had a dental appointment that day, and early in the day, didn't watch much news at all. Ended up watching the Michigan Minnesota basketball game later that day. That's the cancel culture right there. That describes it. I mean, what happens next in America? That the progressive left, and now anybody who voted for impeachment yesterday. So say their names. And, you know, with over 230 of them, that would take this entire show. But whoever voted for that impeachment yesterday is condoning this kind of crap. This cancel culture where if you don't agree with their wrong conviction of the president, you were somehow guilty of condoning the violence at the Capitol building. That's the warped logic of the left today. And that is a sad state of affairs, in my opinion. Now, I don't know how much you've read about whether or not anything happens next. I've heard varying opinions on it, and I just want to point that out. Can they take what they did yesterday and actually cause the president to not be able to run again? Well, you know, legal minds like Alan Dershowitz and others who've been consulted on this say the Constitution's very clear about it. You can't. The Congress has no more power over Barack Obama, former president, than they will over Donald Trump when he's a former president. The fact that the Senate is not going to vote on this or take out the articles, and a Senate won't until Donald Trump is out of office, according to Dershowitz, means it's very clear. There's also a second legal opinion on that, that there's, it's not going to mean anything. Even though the vindictiveness of it we've talked about, they've done this for the sole purpose of trying to somehow prevent Donald Trump from being able to build a presidential museum or ever run for public office again, because they're protecting you. That's their excuse. They're protecting you. But at the end of the day, the American people see it for what it is. There's a great poll out there. John McLaughlin, I know you've heard of him, the McLaughlin Group. And if you missed this, this is important. 80% of Trump supporters, 76% of Republicans, say they are unlikely to vote for a congressional member who voted in favor of impeaching Donald Trump. And nearly 75% of all voters agree that efforts by Pelosi and the Democrats were politically motivated. 75% of all voters agree. This is going to backfire on them, is what's going to happen. What they did yesterday will backfire on the left. A quick break here, 314-241-9797.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I denounce political violence from all ends of the spectrum, but make no mistake, the left in America has incited far more political violence than the right. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing. Or they cheerled for it, and they fundraised for it, and they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. Now, some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires, and we
time
put them out.
Expired. There will be order in the House.
I yield back.
Thank you, Matt Gaetz, for standing up and speaking the truth on the floor of the United States House. Did it strike anybody else as a little odd that as the federal building in Portland, Oregon was besieged for at least 90 consecutive days, not a word was said about sedition or attacks on the government? A few people condemned it, but they didn't stop it. The Portland mayor allowed it to go on. Do you remember he specifically said, we don't want Washington stormtroopers to come in here?
Mm-hmm.
And now the Washington, D.C. Capitol is filled with federal troops because the Democrats have a point to make against President Trump. Everything Matt Gaetz said is absolutely the truth. And the Democrats were yelling at him and gaveling him to stop because that's not what they wanted to hear yesterday. I will point this out. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I played her bite, we played her bite there off the top of the show. She's the Georgia congresswoman who said this. Go to cut 36, please.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese or Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Yes, indeed. Some people may think that's a little unseemly that Biden's been in office a day and we're filing this. I just want to point out that it is about, I don't know, 10, 11 days earlier than the Democrats tried it with Donald Trump, just so you know. In February of 2017, Jerry Nadler filed a resolution of inquiry as the first step in the process of impeaching Donald Trump. February of 2017. Now, they didn't get around to seriously calling for impeachment for like another month. Maxine Waters said, get ready for impeachment. I know I've got the bite somewhere. For Russian collusion. So I just want to throw that out there. Everybody may be pointing to her saying this is not helpful, but the Democrats did it in 2017 to Donald Trump. Let me get to a few phone calls here this morning on this Thursday as we all try to ingest what happened yesterday. Let me get to a line one. Paul, good morning to you.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, great. Thank you.
Another day, another level of disgust. I can't believe it. You know, I don't blame the Democrats for all this. I blame Liz Cheney. I mean, the devil does what the devil does. And I think it's very ironic that Liz Cheney and her merry band of turncoats, but her in particular, because, you know, she climbed in bed with these Democrats, the same Democrats that wanted to hand her father and George Bush, 43, over to world courts for war crimes. And she climbed in bed with people and just basically got on the bandwagon with no proof, no nothing. And, you know, I'm listening to Levin last night, and he was reporting that actually there were people organizing the attack on Congress well before the speech, and that Pelosi, well, both houses in Congress were notified to the sergeant of arms, okay, that there was a big possibility of trouble that was going to happen, and they did nothing about it. Now, the president of the United States was going to be right down the street giving a speech in front of possibly 500,000 people, and yet they failed to call the Secret Service and said there might be a problem and to keep the president of the United States out of danger. Who's the criminal? They're the criminal.
Yeah, I heard those stories yesterday, Paul. Thank you for the call. I don't know. I've heard Levin talk about that. I heard there were tours of the Capitol the day before. The Democrats are trying to insinuate that Republicans were giving instructions to people on what to do there. Because, of course, it would have been in their best interest for somebody to storm the Capitol. Not. It's the silliest thing I've ever heard on some of these allegations on the left. But there's plenty of evidence that they knew in advance there were going to be troublemakers there. And they didn't have any security on the outside of the Capitol building. How do I know that? I was there observing the whole thing from the grass outside of the Capitol building. There was no security out there. I didn't see any of it. Now, here's what I do know. If you look at the timeline, there were agitators at the Capitol building long before the president was even done speaking. There were people down there tearing down barriers and flooding onto the Capitol grounds almost an hour before the president was done speaking. So don't believe what you're hearing in the mainstream media about the fact that the president assembled a crowd and sent them storming to the Capitol, because that is not true. It is not true. Let me go to line four. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cox. And how are you today?
I'm well, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, besides the fact that I just watched our government turn into Russia circa 1982, not too bad.
Yeah.
If you look at the Federalist Papers, Alexander Hamilton said that impeachment should be the last resort for the government to remove a president. And what they did yesterday was tantamount to a kangaroo court. And it's amazing that they don't give the same rights to a president that they do to a common criminal. In the 30-some-odd years I was a cop, I have never seen something like that before in my entire life.
And the other shame, Mark, is that not a single member of the mainstream media had the guts to stand up and say what you just said. This is a kangaroo court where there's no hearing, there's no ability for anybody to argue one way or the other. We're just going to we're going to dream up whatever we want to say in this article, and we're going to put it up for a vote.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's just like the pilgrims. And whenever a woman was accused of adultery, they branded her with a scarlet A. And basically what they've done to the president is branded him with a scarlet A. And the bad part is, you know, they're thinking they're going to be able to prosecute him after he's out of office. The Constitution specifically says that once a president leaves office, there is no more grounds for impeachment. It's in the Constitution. It's in Article 2 of the Constitution that covers the powers of the president. Oh, and on another note, you and I know each other.
Is that right? How's that, Mark?
Yeah. Well, do you remember about 15 years ago, you made friends with a deputy marshal from the city of St. Louis?
I do.
That's me, dude.
Ah, awesome. Well, thank you for listening and calling in, my friend.
Yeah, hey, I've been listening to you since you've been on the air, brother. It's a lot of fun, to hear an old friend do what you do.
I do appreciate it, and thanks for all your years of service.
That's not a problem. Keep the faith, brother. Talk to you later.
All right. Yep. Yeah, you too, Mark. Thank you for the phone call. Yep. You know, the Constitution doesn't call. That doesn't mean they're going to stop. And unless Joe Biden steps in here, which I don't think he's got the mental capacity to do, and stops this, Chuck Schumer, as head of the Senate, will try to convict the president of impeachment, regardless of what the Constitution says, because he's already warned us of how nasty things were going to get if he took over. It's just a matter of time. They just expect it. That's what I'm not looking forward to sometime later this month. We'll see what happens with that. And let me get to a break. 314-241-9797. I still have phone lines open. How are you feeling about what happened yesterday? Do you feel like Mark? I do. I understand a lot of where he's coming from. Coming up a little later, we're going to talk to Senator Jim Talent about this, who sat in both the House and the Senate. And Chanel Rione from One America News will join us at about 7:35. We'll be right back.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. I've done some dumb things as a senator, done some dumb things as a lawyer.
Joe Biden is the dumbest man ever be senator.
But ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I did something very stupid 23 years ago. That's it. Fire away.
The music behind that makes that.
Never gets old. It really doesn't. On the 20th, he's going to get to sworn in as president. And of all people, yesterday, James Comey suggested that Biden should pardon Donald Trump after he gets in office for the peace of the nation, is what James Comey said. I don't know what to think about that, but I don't think it's going to happen. I would not put my money on that option. I don't think his handlers at the White House would ever let that happen. What he should have done is shown a little bit of that leadership that he talks about all the time and talked Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi off the ledge on impeachment.
Yeah, instead, a week ago he said, well, that's not really my area. I don't have anything to do with that.
Really? Interesting. Okay. As somebody who served in the Congress for 47 years, he didn't have any interest or knowledge of
what to do. Was not his job, and he did not want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I buy that. So Josh Hawley spoke out yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He has posted columns all in newspapers across the Missouri. He was in the Southeast Missourian yesterday, the Columbia Tribune, I believe. He's got one in there either late yesterday or this morning with his statement that explaining why he objected and the fact that he would do it again. And he's not going to back down from any of these people who've threatened him, who've threatened to pull funding from him. In fact, I wanted to read his quote here. I objected to point out the unprecedented interference of the big tech corporations in this election in favor of the Biden campaign, not just in Pennsylvania, but everywhere. Their interference in our democratic process has only accelerated in recent days. Some wonder why I stuck with my objection following the violence at the Capitol. The reason is simple. I will not bow to a lawless mob or allow criminals to drown out the legitimate concerns of my constituents. I'm proud to represent you in Congress. Your voice helps make this country and our democracy strong. All I can promise you is I'll do my best in the coming days, day in and day out, to represent your voice no matter who criticizes me. So good for you, Josh Hawley. Thank you for standing strong in the face of the cancel culture in this country. Hey, coming up, Dr. Randy Tobler and our winter warm-up ticket giveaway. We're back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.